This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hey there, how's it going, Dave?
The Last Dance World Tour and the Last Dance album. You and I are both sneakerheads, both Jordan fans. Is this a reference to the documentary?
No. No, not at all. So the Last Dance is the final bow, the last hurrah. You know, it's the end of an era and the start of a new one. So this will be the last time you see the nostalgic Jason that you have been seeing for the last 16 years. And the next chapter is just now beginning.
People who are as successful as you are very motivated, right? I'm one of those people where if I had like, you know, a percentage of the money you have, I would just be doing nothing. So I was kind of excited that you were just going to go, you know what? I've done enough. I'm going to just shut down the car wash business. I'm going to shut down the music, shut down everything. And just, I'm just going to lie on my lounger all day. But this is not the case. You are reinventing a new Jason.
Yes, yes. You know, oddly enough, I've had that thought before. And I said those exact same words, Dave, that I've done enough in my life. Like this is good. Like, let me, you know, go lay in the, by the palm trees, by the beach, you know.
Drink a spicy margarita.
You know what I'm saying? And that crossed my mind for a while. And then I thought to myself, but why? There's nothing that I love more than to be in the studio and make music. I love creating music. It's one of my favorite things to do. I love being on stage. And those are some of my favorite times, you know, in the trenches, like
sure,
making it happen.
Yeah. But because it is the end of an era, and I say an era because there will be a second era or a new Jason era, I should say. Why does it feel like now is the right time in your life to just make this shift, whatever this shift is that you're keeping secret from us? That's fine. But why now?
You know, it was like a slow thing, right? It was like, I can't wear that shirt. That shirt, I don't know, is this not correct for me? It's like, I don't want to be drinking that. Like, that's not really right for me. It was like this slow thing that just started to happen where, like, I started to change.
Okay.
Like, I'm dressing differently. I'm eating differently. I'm in the different locations. I don't really want to be in some locations. So the growth as a man, I think is the ultimate reason.
I'm a little bit upset that you think maybe, as you said, you know, you don't want to wear that shirt because, listen, I'm a lot older than you, right? But I still go to work every day in a pair of shorts and a hoodie and a pair of Jordans. And I'm just hoping there are guys around the world that are reaching my age going, yeah, it's okay for Dave to go to work in a pair of shorts and Jordans, man.
It might not be okay. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes in looking at somebody else, I see myself not wanting to do that.
You do like not want to be right.
The old guy that has like a bunch of chains and then cornrows and earrings. I'm like, damn, like what are you holding on to? Grow up.
Yeah, you know yeah. I got to grow up. You're probably right. I don't want to, but you're probably right.
That's me, man. Like, I feel like that's my vibe. It's like, I'm so ready to grow up and be a new version. I'm not.
So what are we talking? Are we talking like, you know, quarter zips and a tidy haircut? I mean, what's Jason going to evolve into?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really know what a quarter zip is. I hear it on social media all the time. But what's a quarter zip?
It's a sweater with just a top zipper.
Exactly. Zipper goes to the middle of your chest only. Stops right there and has a little collar. And it's very tidy and polite and nice. Whereas, you know, I'm looking at you right now. You're looking swole in your vest with your chain. That's the Jason I want to see.
Can you pass me my jacket, please? By the way, check the shoes.
Oh, nice. Big sole loafers.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the jacket. He's growing up, this guy. Look at that. It's a leather. Yeah,
so the pants are slacks.
Yep.
Shoes are loafers. The jacket is from Korea.
Well, I'm wearing a pair of green Jordan shorts, and I got the 3M fives on, and I'm gonna I'm gonna stick with that for as long as I can.
D, I'm wearing that to the gym, and that's about it, bro. I'm not.
The last time we spoke, I did get on the wrong side of you slightly because I told you that I don't wash my legs in the shower, and you made that face you're making right now, which is like, in fact, your quote. By the way, I still play it on my show. Your quote was, nah, D, you got to scrub a dub dub them joints.
Yo, that's hilarious. Wow. Now I got to figure out what the new me says.
Yeah, exactly. The new Jason. I think you'd give out to me even more, I think, is probably what would happen.
Nah, D, you got to scrub a dub dub them joints. That's hilarious. You don't think you need to take off the dead skin and then the nastiness?
Look at me. I'm a picture of beauty. I don't exfoliate.
Oh, man. I imagine your legs are very hairy. And
they're pretty hairy. Yeah. But I'm fair-haired, so they're kind of like you don't really see it.
So not only are you not washing the dead skin off, but I feel like there is excess soap that just gets stuck in the hair follicle.
You're not, Jason. Your music makes babies. You are painting such a bad picture of me right now. Every woman in Ireland is just going, turn this guy off. He's filthy.
Oh nah, D, I still love you, bro. It's all good.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I would never get to see your legs, so it's all good.
Well, that's it. On this camera angle, you can't see anything. So I'm just going to keep it like that for now. I think we'd all be better off with that. It's a double album in the sense it's a two parter, right, Jason? You got part one and then part two.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's too many songs to fit into one. This is a good sign.
Definitely. I make songs every day. And it's the start of a brand new year, a new chapter. I'm really excited about this song, Sexy For Me. I just teased a little bit of it. And the tease got 10 million views in one day. And I was like, this is a beautiful thing, you know, because when you release something out into the world, you never know what the reception is going to be, right? Like, it's those same butterflies that I had in the beginning, man. It's the same exact thing, right? Like, when you're releasing something to the world, you have no idea. Because you might like it.
Sure.
But you don't know if other people are going to receive it the same way. So I'm really excited about this one.
Am I right in thinking, I think I can say this, there's a cover of Avril Lavigne's Complicated on this?
Yeah, it's an interpolation.
Interpolation, gotcha.
Yeah, so I tell my story within a track that I've always loved. That, you know, as a kid, that song was one of my favorite songs, and I was able to not only marry that, but also add some Afrobeat to it, and tell my story at the same time. So it's like a mash of worlds of my story, Avril Lavigne and Afrobeat.
Amazing! I can't wait to hear that. You appeared on Love Island All Stars. I think it was last summer, or certainly last summer. I spoke to Catherine, who was on that show. You went on. You sang. You gave her your jacket, and I just need to tell you that Catherine is deceased with the fact that you gave her your jacket. She's so happy.
But don't say Catherine is deceased.
Okay.
I was like, why are you smiling? Like, what the? You said Catherine is deceased.
I'm sorry.
This interview took a turn.
This is how we're telling you what happened to poor Catherine.
I'm glad she's okay.
She's fine. So, Irish crowds, we're known around the world. Every musician I talk to genuinely talks about the Irish crowds and what it means. What's your experience been like of coming here and playing shows? That three arena stage is incredible. The venue's incredible. But what's it like for you?
The crowds are really quiet, really like tamed.
Yep.
Shy energy.
Shy, yeah.
Nah, it's crazy, man. I've had some of my favorite shows in Ireland, and I look forward to it every time. And you know, they're crazy just like me, and I feed off that energy. So we have a lot of fun. And this show, I have to say, is a lot bigger and has all the bells and whistles and things added that I've never had before.
Okay.
So I'm really, really excited to share this one.
And the fact that it's called The Last Dance, I mean, is there, in the as it comes to its climax, its finale, is there a last dance move and a mic drop moment? And
How did you know? Who did you talk to? Nah, there's all sorts of moments, man. The show kind of takes you on it takes you on a ride of a mixture of the past and the future.
Oh, okay.
And when I'm mentioning the future, it's not necessarily musically, visually, very futuristic and nostalgic, and where the music is where the music comes in.
Nice. And when you decided you wanted to call this tour and this record The Last Dance, who freaked out more, your people or the fans?
I gotta say equal.
Okay.
Equal. They're like, what do you mean last? They're like, you're so young. I was like, well, thank you.
You're only starting to mature into leather jackets now. I mean, like, you know.
Right. So yeah, equally, man. I mean, everybody was just pretty freaked out about it, and myself included, man. I've thought everything under the sun. Everything that everybody else is thinking, I thought it.
I can't wait to see when you do your mic drop, what is going to happen next for Jason? Because we know you're not going away. We just know that it's going to be, as you said, it's a new era.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go into like the Michael Bublé genre, like do
Just croon. You want to croon.
oh, croon, wear the suits, you know?
Oh, patent shoes. You got those on.
Yeah, Mike got the vibes.
Well, listen, I can't wait to see the show on the 9th of February. I cannot wait to hear the record. It's going to be so exciting to hear it. It's coming out on the 23rd of January. It is The Last Dance Part 1. But Jason, it's always good to catch up. I love the new look.
Thank you so much, D. Talk to you
See
soon.
you, man. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.